And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Linda. Good morning to you, Linda.
Morning, Debbie. How are you doing?
Great. And Linda, you're speaking to us there from Kish House, from the Healthy Food Made Easy course. And I've just been talking to a girl called Lydia Smith there from the Artane Family Coolock Resource Centre. And she said she's going to be down there on Friday. Is that
That's
yourself?
Right. Yeah. For International Women's Day. Day.
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're talking a little bit about the Healthy Food Made Easy course, which is coming to an end. And I have to say, really, really enjoyed it, Linda. But yesterday we did a curry. And really, really nice. For people who've just tuned in today and are kind of wondering what is this course about and this Healthy Food Made Easy, tell us a little bit what would people expect if they sign up for the course?
Oh, thanks, Debbie. Yes, it's a six-week programme. You come once a week for the 6 weeks, and it can be here in Kish House in Greendale, or it could be out in different places. We're in Artane and Darndale today, and we're in various different places around the north side. And so it's a mixture between a cookery course and a nutrition course. So each week is about 2.5 hours. You'll cook a dish hands-on, practically get the group involved to prepare one big pot in the middle. Everybody has then sits down for a taste, and you talk about the different nutrients that are in that dish and what they're doing for your body. So each week's kind of recipe reflects that week's key nutritional message.
Yeah, and it's kind of aiming, I suppose, to cut out all the, I suppose, the bad stuff that we shouldn't be, like using extra salt, because we have enough salt in the food we're eating, you know, and sugars and that. And really, when I just kind of went along to the course, and it's really reading labels and what to look out for on labels, where before I would never really just throw it in my trolley. But the really thing to do is look at your labels and the amount of sugar that's in stuff and salt.
Exactly, Debbie. An awful lot of our food now is processed and packaged, you know, so it's really trying to get people to rethink what they're buying, you know, trying to make things up from scratch, and then you know exactly what's gone into it, or if you are buying packaged goods, to check your labels and know how to do that. And so you're really aware when you're buying what it is you're going to be eating, you know. So.
Yeah, and to think, which I would have thought for years, Linda, you know, if you have, and we all have a biscuit or a bit of chocolate now and again, and you think you're doing the right thing having maybe a rich tea, but the amount of sugar in a rich tea, you really
it all adds up, doesn't it?
You wouldn't realise the amount of sugar in it, but really opened my eyes anyway during the course. And I have to say, the curry we did yesterday was really nice. Do you want to tell people about how to go through making, I suppose, a healthy curry and buying the jars?
Yeah, exactly. So now we have a recipe book with lots of different recipes in it, so the curry is one of the recipes, all right. So we made chicken curry. We got our chicken fillets, and you can ask your butcher to slice them if you don't want to do that yourself. Not everybody likes that kind of particular job. And we stir fry onion and garlic, and we add in our chicken to brown, and then we add in a good dessert spoonful of medium curry powder. So not out of a jar. Well, you can use it out of a jar if it's paste. So curry paste or the powder out of the little kind of tubs. And then we would add in, it sounds like a lot, but we add in 2 cans of tomatoes. But it actually kind of goes brown when it's simmering. So not to think it's going to be this shocking red colour, but it does kind of melt in and go quite into a nice rich brown sauce. And we can add in then mango chutney if we like it fruity. You could add in raisins, you could add in chopped apple. You can then have some flaked almonds on at the end. And then we serve it with whole grain rice. So you have a good nutritional balanced dinner there. You have all the veggies from the tomatoes, onion and garlic, and maybe a red pepper. And then you have the chicken. So you're having protein, you're having fruit and veg, vitamins, and then you're having fibre from your rice. So it's a very balanced kind of dinner.
And very tasty. I mean, we all had a taste for yesterday. It was lovely. And for vegetarians, you can add in chickpeas instead of chicken. And
it
is fairly tasty. It's lovely.
Oh, lovely. And it's nice to have a meat-free night sometimes, Debbie, you know.
Yeah.
So the same with chickpeas or a piece of tofu, or some people like to use the corn kind of chicken pieces made up of a texture of vegetable protein. You can do that. So, you know, different ways. Or you could use, if you're tired of cooking with chicken all the time, you could try it with lamb or things like that. So there's different ways you can do it.
Exactly. And one thing I would never have put beside my curry was Greek yogurt, but we tried a bit of that yesterday. Greek yogurt and almond nuts, and it was actually lovely, I have to say. Really, really nice.
Oh, good.
And healthy. Yeah, nice to know it's healthy, that you're not feeling guilty for eating it.
Well, exactly, because some people would have maybe a curry and it's from a package or from a takeaway, and we're not exactly sure what can go into it. Sometimes it might be MSG in it, you know, or different preservatives and that. So at least when you make it up from scratch, you can see exactly what's gone into it and be very kind of clear that you're eating good things, you know. If people don't like the idea of the tomatoes in it, Debbie, you can actually make a nice yellow curry. And with that, all you do is get a stock cube, so chicken or vegetable, whichever you have, and make your pint of stock. I'd only use about a half a pint, sorry, about half a pint, but use the one stock cube. Mm. And get your dessert spoonful of curry powder and your dessert spoonful then of plain white flour, and make it into a paste. And then you add in your stock onto the chicken, and actually that'll make a lovely yellow curry, which children sometimes would prefer, you know, so that's a good way to make that.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, and as I said, it's healthy. And as I said, one thing I've really picked or learned from doing this course is to look at labels, and the amount of added sugar, added salt in a lot of products is, it's quite scary, because
it's an eye-opener.
It is, it really is an eye-opener, because you're giving, you know, you think you're giving your children healthy bars, and you know these kind of bars you see there that are supposed to be healthy,
they're marketed to be healthy,
but full of sugar.
You have to do your own homework. They don't tell you.
No, they don't. And it's great, you know, for people to be able to do this course and learn these tips, and kind of, as you said, it's kind of cooking on a budget as well. And you know, it does. I mean, there was many of us there yesterday, 7, and that got around. We all had some of that, and there was only like 3, I think, fillets of chicken. So you can make it.
Oh, it definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
and if you make a curry and you find it's too spicy. And, you know, this goes for chili as well, and that you've actually added in too much powder, curry or chili or whatever, and you find, no, people in my family won't eat this. Just to cool it down, you can use, like I said, the yogurt, the Greek yogurt or natural yogurt, or you could actually use, if you have just a dessert spoonful of plain white flour, that'll take the heat out of it and it'll cool it down. So people don't realise sometimes things aren't ruined if you've made it over spicy. You can, there's ways to cool it down.
Right. So, Linda, right, I'm sure this course, the new course, starting fairly soon. I know you mentioned some places. Do you do it around kind of going out a little bit further, say Portmarnock, Swords, Malahide? Do you do any courses out that way?
The Blanchardstown Area Partnership run them in Fingal, believe it or not. That's part of Fingal now. So if people are living out in those areas, they're welcome to come here to Greendale if they want, but we don't run them in their area. However, it may be run in your area through Blanchardstown. So you need to check the website BAP BAP, and they'll have information for the courses in those areas.
BAP. Okay, and around this area here is in Kish House, and where else?
Yeah. Well, we are in Darrindale today, and we're in Artane Resource Centre, Artane Coolock Resource Centre today, and we are in a youth group today as well. We're in different places. So now people can book us, if they're involved in organisations, they can book an entire course, you know, for their group and do it that way. We're up in Coolock for a particular group as well. So, you know, but if it's individuals from the public who just want to come along, they're very welcome to come to one of our open groups, and that would be starting again actually tomorrow. And that is in Greendale for that.
That's up in Kish House, yeah?
Yes, yeah. And there's still spaces. If anybody's interested, they can come along.
Oh, great.
And ready for on the day.
Do you want to give the number out there in case somebody's listening? They want to give you a ring?
Thank you, yeah. Yeah, so 832.
Yeah.
0995. And that's Northside Partnership, Kish House, Greendale. And so everybody's very welcome. It's very inclusive, no matter what level people are at. Sometimes people come along who do know a lot of this already, and it's more like a refresher. And other people are coming in, they really didn't learn this before, so it's all new. So either way, you know, we'll try and pitch it that you're getting something out of it.
Exactly. Well, listen, Lydia, thanks. Lydia, I'm calling you. I'm mixing up with the other girl. And, thanks a million for talking to us every week on the recipes we have covered. And if there's anything else coming up, do let us know, and we'll keep in touch and have a chat and let people know out there about it, okay?
Thank you, Debbie. I'm glad you enjoyed the course.
That's great. Okay, thanks, Linda.
Thanks a million. All the best.
Okay, bye-bye. And that was Linda Scanlon there from the Healthy Food Made Easy course. I know we're coming to an end soon, but as I said, there's a new course starting tomorrow. If anyone is interested in doing it, it's only €10 for the weeks, and you make different recipes every week. You get a cookbook, and it's really, really enjoyable. So if you want to find out any more or try and do that course tomorrow, you can give her a ring on 832-0995. That's 832-0995.